Hi, everybody, and welcome back to a brand new week and to brand new podcasts. Now, as you know, there was a silence from me over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, and that's because I was across at a location near Derby for an event, which was a combination of comedy and also politics. And amongst others, I was there to provide some of the politics. I'm not sure if there were many laughs. There was a few. And just wanted to talk a little bit about the event. First of all, I want to say a big thank you to those who I know listen to this podcast and who were at the event. It was really great to meet you. And it was a fantastic bunch of people. I'm just talking about the ordinary people that were in the audience. They were all pretty much amazing. And it just reminded me, what a fantastic community that we live amongst. We, the people who have awakened, the community we live amongst. It's absolutely fantastic. When you go to these events, you realize that so many people are on the same wavelength. You know, we see the COVID scam for what it is. We all share the outrage about the vaccines, and we've all refused the vaccines mostly. We have seen through the big pharma. We've seen through Ukraine. We've seen through climate. We've seen through the fake conservatives, all the rest of it. Huge group of people think like us, folks. And I just wanted to, you know, give you that comfort, I suppose, as much as anything else, that we are most definitely not alone. And at this point in the game in 2023, I believe our community is bigger, stronger, more united than it's ever been. And it can still grow, and we can still find ways to support each other. So that was first thing to be said. In the second instance, there were, I'll just tell you a little bit about what I was doing. I did about an hour of a chat on stage with my friend Peter McIlvenna from Hearts of Oak. And we discussed what I look upon as the absolute state of the British political system. You know, the fact that we've got these fake Tories, we've got these fake Labour, and the Lib Dems aren't worth talking about. The Greens are a bunch of uber fascists. And of course, we mustn't trust the Reform Party leadership, because the Reform Party leadership is just continuity conservatives. So we had a really good chat on stage, a very professionally managed stage, I must say, with great lighting, great sound. Everything worked really, really well. And a really good audience. I suppose it must have been probably at one point, there was a couple of hundred people sitting, and there's a big conference room we were in, you know, so very, very well done. And of course, then throughout the time, it wasn't, so I did that bit with Peter, and I think it went well. I was happy with it. And then I had a very short break, and then I was back on stage for another hour, this time to conduct an interview with Fred and Richard Fairbrass, otherwise known as Right Said Fred. And that was great fun. We had these two are brilliant guys, actually. They're really, I mean, that's the second time I've interviewed them. They're just so spot on. They totally get it. You know, they are actually the rock and roll rebels, not all the fake ones. These guys are, because they've kicked back against the system. They've kicked back against the regime, against the narrative. And it was an absolute pleasure to spend an hour in their company on stage, you know, listening to them talk and exploring different aspects of what it's like to try and make music in this era. So we did that. Other highlights then were on Sunday, yesterday morning. I did a couple of hours of a workshop alongside Patrick Henningsen from, you probably know him, Patrick, from UK Column and 21st Century Wire. So there was Patrick, Peter again, and myself, the three of us, and we did like a two-hour discussion on essentially why you can't trust the mainstream media and why we are the media. That means you as well as me, all of us. We are the new media. We're the people trying to get truth out there. We're not the propaganda. So that was good fun as well. Unfortunately, that wasn't recorded, I don't believe, but the other event was. Now, as I said, it wasn't just me by any means. We had other speakers. We had lots of comedians. We had on Saturday night, we had Katie Hopkins and we had Abby Roberts amongst. And we also had, Oh, what's it? There was another lady we had. Let me just get you her name, because I do recommend that Tanya Edwards. We had Tanya Edwards on Saturday night as well. Good, put her up on YouTube. She's very funny, a really funny lady. So I enjoyed chatting to Abby and Tanya after the events, and we had a great chat. Other acts, there was Gareth Icke was there. He was speaking. Obviously a bit more politically related, I suppose. Yeah, there was quite a diverse group of people who were having their pennies worth. And then, as I said, we did the workshop yesterday morning. So I got back last night. So a wee bit jaded this morning, but don't worry about it. There will be a live stream tonight at 8 o'clock with talking about how you can manage your health in this world post-COVID, post-pharma world. We're going to chat about that a bit tonight with my friend David McCollum. So do make sure you tune into that. And of course, we'll get stuck into the political issues as well. So as I said, just to let you know anyway, that was the reason for the break. I was actually, I wasn't actually having a break. I was doing stuff, but it's just that it was at a different forum. I'm not sure whether the session will be made available to me so I can share it with you guys or not. I don't know. As I said, it was very, very professionally done, the whole thing. I'll wait to see. The other thing I should say just before I go, final thing that happened to me was, so I was due to fly over Saturday morning to East Midlands Airport. And that was fine. Booked with Flybe. Yes, Flybe. Mm-hmm. So I woke up Saturday morning, an email arrived in. It had been sent out at 3 o'clock in the morning from Flybe saying, yeah, we're in liquidation. That's it. Tough. Seriously, that was what I was faced with on Saturday morning. So obviously the flights were cancelled. The airline had gone into liquidation. It had gone bankrupt for the second time. So I had to do a quick change, got myself on an Aer Lingus flight from Belfast to Birmingham. And the hosts of the event were very kind and arranged for transport for me from Birmingham to the event. So, yeah, so that was it's been quite an eventful weekend. So let's put it like this. I'm glad to have my feet on terra firma and with the opportunity to talk to you. So listen, thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch up with you soon.